two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
For 364 days out of the year, the building that houses Smoky Valley Rotor Mills in Lindsborg is quiet. But the first Saturday in May, the giant machine at the Old Mill and Swedish Heritage Museum awakens. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner takes us there as the mill roars and groans to life during the town's annual Mill Fest celebration.
This year marked the mill's 125th anniversary, and Sharon Entz of Newton was in charge of prepping it for the annual show.
So a few days before Millfest, we have to make sure all the Babbitt bearings are greased. The Babbitt bearings are old technology. It's a metal alloy that's just a sleeve around a shaft. And so you have to when the mill is running, you have to constantly make sure that shaft is lubricated so the bearing doesn't get too hot and burn down the mill.
No pressure. The building's only on the National Register of Historic Places and is the only one of its kind still operating in the Midwest. It's a roller mill, which means it uses a series of corrugated rollers to grind the grain into flour. It operated until 1955. When the mill is in full operation, some say that being on the building's top floor is like standing in a boat that's being tossed at sea.
If you don't have a strong stomach, it can definitely feel a little nauseating and disconcerting as it's moving under your feet, and you see these very large machines just whipping around at high speed.
That's Adam Proctor, the Marketing and Communications Director at the museum. He says it takes Sharon Entz a full day to make sure the mill is ready to run at Millfest.
And we are so appreciative because as she was working in the very top of the elevator legs, those are about 20 feet above the floor, and the catwalk in there is about 18 inches wide. And each and every one of those has to be greased all along the way.
Entz is the owner of Crust and Crumb Bakery in Newton. She has a milling science degree from Kansas State University and has spent the past decade working as a volunteer at the mill.
I mean, I'm 46, and so I can move, but I was pretty sore after crawling up and down and up and down all the ladders to get everywhere to oil every bearing. I'm not a lover of heights, but I definitely, at the beginning of the day, I was pretty scared and nervous about going up there, but I got used to it by the end of the day. I think I'm ready for next year.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Lindsborg's historic mill at KMUW.org.